WSB's Money Matters with Wes Moss. Certified financial planner and chief investment strategist from Atlanta's Capital Investment Advisors. Wes talks to you about investing and saving for the future. Brought to you every Sunday by RBM of Atlanta, Mercedes-Benz, Sandy Springs.
Good morning. Welcome to Money Matters. I'm your host, Wes Moss, 9 to 10 today. Here on Sunday morning, and so much to cover. We've got a brand new Trump tax plan that dropped this week with all the details and lack of details, but the really big bullet points and headlines that you and I care about, those details released this week. So we have a lot to talk about. Now, there's still a lot to come as far as some of the more granular pieces of tax reform. But the heavy pieces of the equation are here. We've gone over these over the last several months because there were leaks about what this would look like. And there was an initial document a couple of months ago, but it was only a one-pager. Now, the Big Six issued a 9-page document called Tax Reform, Unified Framework for Fixing Our Broken Tax Code. And it is broken. And this is how they're going to fix it, with anywhere from how the brackets are going to change from 7 down to 3 and really 4, because there's a new pretty significant zero tax bracket in this new proposal. Corporate taxes, of course, there was some compromise from what Trump wanted and had talked about. Those numbers now official, and I just heard a computer just log on. For some reason, but good morning. Welcome to Money Matters. By the way, quick programming note. Eric Von Hessler and Herman Cain, they trade out. They trade time slots starting tomorrow, starting Monday here on WSB Radio. EVH, Eric Von Hessler at 9, from 9 to 11, then Herman Cain from 11 until noon. So good morning. Welcome to Money Matters. The other really incredibly interesting story that I had the pleasure of learning about this week, I sat down with a financial cybersecurity expert. This was a gentleman who served in the FBI for 14 years, and then for the last, call it more than a decade, is heading up a large institution here in the United States that we'd all know their name, and their risk management department, their cyber financial security department. And I was able to sit down and talk through how hackers are trying to get into your investment accounts and then how to protect yourself with that. So there's a lot to cover today. We're talking Trump tax reform, and we're talking how to protect yourself from financial cybercrime that I think is just on everyone's mind. Ever since the Equifax breach, you're nervous about who has access to your information. What does that information mean for a bad guy to get into the most important accounts online that you have, and that's your financial accounts. So it's scary in the world that we live in the day and age of how much information is already leaked about all of us, and then the access to accounts. But there's an awful lot of protection out there. And if you look at some of the big custodians, most of them have really a very, very secure protection against any sort of fraud. So if something does happen and they don't catch it, and they've got teams of, let's call it, dozens or hundreds of people watching to make sure that you don't lose money, much of that, or from what I can tell, all of that in most cases should be covered. So we've got a lot to talk about. Again, phone lines open too. Your questions about these mega topics here in the next hour, a lot to cover on Money Matters. The number in the studio, 404-872-0750. Again, 404-872-0750. We're live here on this gorgeous Sunday morning. I think Kirk Mellish would call this a Mellish 10. 56 degrees, going up to about 75 today, just how we like it. If you're out of town, Texas, California, Michigan, Pennsylvania, North Carolina, 1-800-WSB-TALK. Let's talk about what's happening with tax reform. So for you, this is the individual piece of this. And there are really two main parts, of course. You've got the individual tax reform that matters for you and your family, and then the corporate tax reform that matters for big companies. I would call it a third area really, and that's the small business rate, which probably has, well, I would say has the biggest potential change. All of this is potential, by the way, because it has to get passed. All of this is potential, but the biggest change would come in small business ownership for a sliver of the population that has a lot to gain if this said tax reform actually goes through. Let's start out by the brackets. Of course, you've heard this already. 7 brackets go down to 3. Today, as the bracket stands, the low bracket, 10, and then 15, and then this is today, 25, 28, 33, 35, 39, 0.6. Don't ask me how we got to a 0.6 in our 70,000-page tax code. Actually, that's par for the course. So think of it this way. The top 3 brackets are going into 1. So think of 39, 6, 35, and 33. They merge into just one bracket at 35. Then 28 and 25 existing today, they merge into the 25 bracket. And then the 15 and the 10 bracket merge into the 12 bracket. So the new 3, 12% tax bracket, this is for personal, 25% tax bracket is the middle range, and then 35%. I would contend that there is a zero tax bracket, because the zero tax bracket is now created because of a much larger standard deduction. So if you have nothing to deduct, you've got no mortgage, no charity deductions, no write-offs for a home office, let's say, even if you don't have that anymore, this new tax plan would give you a much higher standard deduction, meaning that if you're single, now the standard deduction goes up to $12,000 a year. If you're married, $24,000. That is a virtual double on what is now this what is called the standard deduction. So technically, if you're a family, the first $24,000 you make because of the standard deduction is effectively zero tax. The whole $24,000 gets written off or offset, and you don't have to pay tax on that. If you're single, the first $12,000 you make is technically at a zero tax bracket. And that's a big change. And that's a really big part of this. I've heard lots of angst about the 10% bracket going up. So technically, those two lower brackets, remember today's brackets, the lowest two today are 10 and 15. The new lowest bracket would be 12. Well, I've heard outcries, and I did a Facebook Live on this. It's on my Facebook page, where tons of questions this week about, well, wait a minute, what about my 10 going to 12? That may be the case. If you're in the 10% tax bracket, this new code says now your rate is higher. However, from what I can tell, your taxes might actually even go down. Even though the rate's a tiny bit higher from 10 to 12, you're gonna get to exclude, if you're married, the first $24,000 completely, because that's effectively now at a 0% tax bracket. Now, and if you want to see that video as well about the whole tax code, you can go to my Facebook page at Wes Moss Money Matters, or my YouTube page, Wes Moss Money Matters. So now, if you think of it this way, if you're in a very high tax bracket, let's say it's $1 million a year is what you're making, and you're in the 39.6 bracket, that's going to go down to 35. So that's a 4.6% tax cut, or call it $46,000 less in taxes for really, really high income earners. Now, I doubt this is going to happen because there's already talk of a new fourth tax bracket that's even higher than this to prevent really high earners. And I don't know what that's going to be defined of or add. I don't know if Congress comes back and says, wait a minute, you shouldn't pay $46,000 less in taxes because you're making over $1 million. They may say for people that are from 500 to $1 million, they could make a new bracket, $10 million earners and above. I don't know what that number is going to be. But the first question you're probably thinking is, well, what are those numbers? What tax bracket or what income level do I need to get to or stay at to stay under the 25 bracket? The answer is they have not been released yet. There is no indication yet of what the exact income or adjusted gross income figures are that will in fact fit into these new 12 brackets or new 3 brackets. But I will tell you, as soon as we get that information, we'll do alerts updated on Facebook Live and of course here on Sunday mornings. Let's go to the next piece of this. There, from what the proposal would like to do, is increase the child care tax credit. It's currently $1,000 per child if you're using, or $1,000 per child for child care. That looks as though that could get increased. Again, details still yet to come. But a brand new credit of $500 if you have a non-child dependent. So think about so many families that I work with over the years, they're taking care of their elderly parents as well. So many families, if you're in your 50s or 60s, very likely you're taking care of mom or dad, or both mom and dad. Well, that's a big financial responsibility for you too. This new tax code would recognize that, and there'd be a new there'd be a new credit or tax credit if you're taking care of a non-child dependent, particularly elderly, which to me looks like it's designed for those taking care of elderly parents who are dependents as well. Now, so these are all lower taxes. That's great news, right? Over 10 years, this tax cut looks to be about $5.8 trillion. But remember, we've got to pay for it, meaning that we can't just have lower taxes. There have to be some offsets. And from what I have gleaned here, there's about $3.8 trillion of offsets. So we'd still have about a $2 trillion number that adds to the deficit. Well, here are some of the offsets. Number one offset, from what I can tell, gone, the state and local tax deduction that so many Americans get. That's also referred to as the SALT deduction, state and local tax deduction, that really hurts. So if you're in the state of Georgia, we pay a 6% state income tax. It's actually relatively low. Yes, there are a couple of states like Florida and Tennessee that don't have a state tax, but states like New York, New Jersey, California, those can get into the double digits. So it really hurts those individuals in those higher tax state paying states. So think of it this way. If you have income of $500,000, and let's use Georgia as an example, you pay 6% in Georgia tax, that's about $30,000 a year. You would lose $30,000 worth of a deduction as well. So what would that cost you if you're paying about a third in taxes? That would cost you $9,000. That's the kind of offset that, even though we are getting potentially some lower numbers and lower percentages, you take away big deductions like that, it'll bring your taxes back to closer to where they were. All right, we've got to run to a quick break. Phone lines open 404-872-0750. If you have questions about the new tax plan, again, 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK. You're listening to Money Matters. I'm your host, Wes Moss, right here, News 95.5, AM 750, WSB.
This is Scott Slade, host of Atlanta's Morning News on News 95.5 at AM 750 WSB. We'll cover breaking news, Kirk Miller's weather, and traffic red alerts throughout the weekend. And the Southeast's largest news team is here for you first thing Monday morning when you head back to work. News 95.5 at AM 750 WSB. Now back to Wes Moss and the money and investing advice you need.
Good morning. Welcome back to Money Matters. Tax reform, a unified framework for fixing our broken tax code. Folks, it's not really that complicated, only about 9 pages. And a lot of what we expected, 7 brackets down to 3, plus I would call a new, pretty large 0% tax bracket for individuals here in America. But what about the corporate side? So we just talked through the individual side. Oh, by the way, deductions. We didn't talk about this. After the state and local tax deductions, those going away, that will cost you. So what you save because of the brackets will likely be somewhat offset by losing big deductions that most Americans take, or many Americans. For instance, state and local tax deductions, that's going away. But the big deductions that so many of us count on, like the mortgage interest deduction or charitable deductions, those are slated to stay. So never fear, mortgage and charitable deductions staying in this new tax proposal. Well, we knew the corporate rate was supposed to come down. Right now, the corporate tax rate in America, 35%, proposed now to go down to 20. Trump, for months and months, wanted it to go to 15. I think that's a great example of him being a tough negotiator, knowing that he probably wouldn't get to 15, but why not start down there, land at 20? And that's what maybe he wanted to do from the outset. The average corporate tax rate around the world is 22.5%. So this would put the United States at a slightly more favorable place tax-wise to do business than most places around the world. So I think that that's important. And therein lies the whole idea of how this ultimately gets paid for. Sure, we're getting rid of some major deductions, and that pays for, call it, two-thirds of the big tax cut. So let's round the tax cut off to about $6 trillion over 10 years. All the offsets, let's call that about $4 trillion to pay for it. Well, you still have a $2 trillion gap there. Where does that money come from? Well, it's got to come from growth. It's got to be greater economic activity, more robust growth here in the United States. That's the only way that this really gets paid for. Well, and how do we do that? Well, we take our relatively, I've been calling it Goldilocks because it hasn't been bad economic growth. It's just been kind of okay. It's been anemic, 1.9 to 2%. We've got to get back to the 3% growth that we saw for almost 50 years here in America and effectively broke or stopped right around the time of the Great Recession. And it's never come back to the full 3.1 that we're used to. This is a way to get back there. Tax reform in America. We're going to talk about the small business owner tax rate when we get back from break. Questions answered here. As much as we know about how this will impact you, your business, the number in the studio, 404-872-0750. I'm your host, Wes Moss, here, WSB Radio, Sunday mornings, 9 to 10 today.
Certified financial planner and chief investment strategist from Atlantis Capital Investment Advisors. Wes talks to you about investing and saving for the future. Brought to you every Sunday by RBM of Atlanta, Mercedes-Benz, Sandy Springs.
Well, okay, good morning. Welcome back to Money Matters. Here, WSB Radio, 9 to 10 today. So much to cover, so little time, and we're going to get right back to it. I want to talk about how to protect yourself from financial cyber fraud. I mean, this is a story that has been nagging on so many Americans. I think people care more about this. The two most popular videos I have done in the last couple of years have been these two topics we're talking about today. Tax reform, people care about that. Financial cyber fraud, because, Equifax leaked everything about you and for most people in America. And now you're worried, well, how is it going to come home to roost? So these are things that are arguably importantly and top of mind in America. And we talked about tax reform. We've seen a lot of that already come down the pike. Pretty simply, as a recap of that, before we talk about financial cyber frauds, the brackets are going to get consolidated, 7 down to 3. The standard deductions are going to go way up, a virtual double. And they're going to get rid of, in this new tax plan, the state and local tax deduction. Keep mortgage and charitable deductions, which are what a lot of people care about. Corporate taxes go from 35 down to 20. Yes, there's going to be a repatriation tax that just means, hey, everybody, Google, Apple, with billions and trillions overseas, $2.5 trillion to be exact, that comes back to the United States with a one-time 10% tax. That will ultimately be good for companies because they have money now to use for whatever they want to use it for. Capital expenditures, they can buy back stock, they can pay a dividend, they can pay down debt. It's an awful lot they can do, obviously, if they bring that cash back. And then the very fact that taxes come down and companies net more, well, that obviously could increase earnings and would increase earnings anywhere from 6 to 10%. Again, think that's going to be good for the stock market? The answer, absolutely. Small business owners, this is the one piece that we didn't get to. If you're a pass-through entity, and this is a big part of America, and this is why I want to make sure we touch on this, 95% of the corporate tax revenue is from small business in the United States. Most pass-throughs are small sole proprietorships. They already pay less than 25% already. But S-Corps and LLCs, it's 95%. As far as the numbers are concerned, in America. But the top 1.7% of that group, so think if you have an LLC, an S-Corp, a sole prop, 1.7%, the top 1.7% pays 40% of all those pass-through taxes because the owners of those companies are at the 39.6 bracket. So these are companies that are, let's typically fairly closely held, where the owners are making millions and millions of dollars a year. And because it's passed through, they're paying at the top rate in America, 39.6. This legislation says that that tax rate is now going to come down to a brand new rate created for this specific group of 25%. So imagine if you're a business owner, you're making a couple million dollars a year and you're paying 40% in taxes. Now all of a sudden this new tax reform goes down to 25%. That'd be a big, big win for that group. A really big win. Now, could be also be a very big win for businesses. All of that freed up capital now could be used to expand new offices, new hires, new people, new business. Again, goes back to this whole thought of, well, lower taxes, better economic growth. We've got to get back to that 3.1 elusive percent gross domestic product growth rate. GDP has to grow at 3.1 in order to pay for this tax plan. Ironically, we just had a GDP print at 3.1%, but it's just for a quarter. We need that to be sustainable over an entire year. Oh, and then, by the way, two big things that would go away under the new tax reform: alternative minimum tax, AMT, slotted to go away. And then the estate tax, where now if you have a family, there's the estate tax exemption of about $5.4 million per individual, close to $11 million. After that, you pay almost half in taxes to the government. This tax plan would eliminate the estate tax. The number here in the studio, 404-872-0750. Again, 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK. I'm your host, Wes Moss, here every Sunday morning to talk through all that deals with the main topics that have a financial base in America that you care about. First one, tax reform. The next one that we're moving on to here today has to do with this fear of financial cyber fraud. So this is something that has gotten worse and worse every single year since I've been doing Money Matters. And the easier life is technologically, the easier it is to send off a quick email to your banker, your financial advisor, to say, hey, yeah, send me some money. We don't need to even talk anymore. Just, hey, transfer some money over here. Well, the easier communication has gotten, the more, quote, efficient it's gotten, the easier it has been for fraudsters and criminals to intercept and figure out a way to steal money. And this is something that we have been, that is top of mind because of what happened with Equifax only a few short weeks ago. They've effectively come out and said, look, sorry guys, pretty much everything important that identifies you in the world, social security numbers, birthdays, address, you name it, it's out there now. So I had the opportunity to sit down with a former FBI agent, a gentleman who has in the thick of it when it comes to protecting against fraud. He was the chief of the FBI's undercover and sensitive operations unit in Washington, D.C. Oversaw most of the FBI's sensitive, complex cases that dealt with fraud. And now he's really at the top of the cyber industry and risk mitigation field. So that's the question that we are trying to answer here about how do you mitigate the risk with your financial or with your portfolios. So he tells this story of, and again, if you're named Yuri or Dimitri, I apologize up front, we're just using these names to tell a story of how fraud ends up happening around the world. So this is the story, I call it, of Yuri and Dimitri, and they're targeting you. And these are the criminal, Yuri, so let's go back and tell this story. Yuri is the criminal mastermind, and he employs a gentleman by the name of Dimitri. He is the hacker based in the United States, but Yuri is the mastermind, and he's not based in the United States. He's based in Lithuania or some other country, managing from afar. And Yuri controls and employs dozens of sophisticated hackers right here in the United States. Let's call them, those are the hackers that are just like Dimitri. Yuri's in Lithuania. Dimitri's in the United States. Dimitri's job is to target specific high net worth individuals. So if you think of, and what do? They effectively build an entire dossier on you and they get to know you. And this is where it gets creepy and scary. Just like in a movie when the FBI targets an individual that's the leader of a crime or organized crime ring, so now the targets or the hackers target you. And the hacker will find you and they'll say, all right, how do we learn about you and your family? So they put a picture of you up on a board, just like you see in SVU, Law and Order, because they're going after you. So they start to learn about you and they draw a picture of, oh, this is your spouse and these are your kids and these are the schools that your kids go to. And this is what you care about. You go to this church and this is your alma mater and these are the things that you do. These are your hobbies. And they build this entire profile on you. So if you think you're worried about your email being hacked, let me tell you something. They are way beyond that. They are way beyond hacking your email. They're way beyond understanding who you are. So once they understand who you are, they will then plan, and this is the key here, an unsuspecting piece of malware on your PC. They're going to infiltrate your own computer network by sending you some sort of email that looks like it's coming from one of the places that you trust. So it's going to come from your church, but not really from your church. It's coming from Dimitri. It might come from your alma mater, University of North Carolina. Hey, Wes, thanks so much for being part of the Alumni Association. Click on a link to see what all your money has done, the good work that you've done for our school. Well, I'll click the link. Boom. Malware now on your PC. That's how it happens. So once you click that link, bam. The next time you log into Fidelity, Schwab, JP Morgan, Bank of America, the malware now scans your computer. And the next time you type in your username and your password, it records it. Then the crime syndicate will, at that point, know exactly who you are and how to access your accounts. This is real stuff. I'm not meant to scare you this morning. I'm just telling you the way the new world works. So then, because now at pretty much every financial institution on the planet, remember we talked about, hey, everything's easier. It's more convenient. Well, it's so convenient that you've got a couple accounts over at this brokerage firm. Let's call it Vanguard. You can just add another account. Oh, you know, I have an individual account or a joint account with my wife. Boom, I want to open another one. You go on, how long does that take? It takes a couple minutes, right? Well, that's exactly what Yuri and Dimitri are going to do. They're going to open up a new account in your name that you don't even know about. And how in America, what's the easiest transfer from account to account? It's called same name to same name. That's what we call it in the industry. It's like, oh, well, if you've got an account, same social security number, same person, you could just move money between those two without talking to anybody. And then one day, they test this and say, wow, this works. We're able to draft one into this new account that, oh, by the way, you don't even know about. That's when money leaves. And that's how this whole racket works. And here's, and as scary as that is, and I just outlined exactly how this fraud happens. Here's how you protect against it. And you've heard of some of these topics. So I'm gonna tell you why they help. The first one you've heard already from me and from Clark Howard, you've got to freeze your credit. We know that. Well, not only does freezing your credit, and again, remember, never, ever, ever lose your PIN number. Otherwise, it becomes a real burden because your PIN number allows you to freeze and thaw your credit at will. But when someone else tries to open up a new mirrored account online, one thing you don't think about, and again, this is any firm, TD Ameritrade, Merrill Lynch, Schwab, Fidelity, they need to verify and check your credit before you do so. So as soon as you open up a new online account, that institution goes back to Equifax or TransUnion or Experian and says, hey, let's just check credit and make sure this is a real person. So freezing your credit not only stops people from borrowing money in your name, it prevents people from opening up a like account in your name. And that's what you've got to prevent. So no new accounts without you doing it means no anonymous, same named account that would siphon money out. So this is called true name fraud, and that's what you have to avoid. Item number two that most people don't use, that I haven't heard about or haven't seen written about, that you need to start using, two-factor authentication. most firms will allow you to go beyond just username and password. They'll give you a little key fob that has a sequence number that changes every 7 seconds. And every single time you log into an account, you have to now also enter in this unique PIN code that gets regenerated every 7 seconds. It's called two-factor authentication. And that is something that most people don't use. But let me tell you something. Do you think Yuri and Dimitri are going to target everyone with two-factor authentication and frozen credit? Nope. They're in business too. So they're trying to find the lowest hanging fruit. And you are no longer low hanging fruit if you use two-factor authentication and you've frozen your accounts. Do you understand what I'm saying here? Is that as easy as it is for these folks to get to you, there are so many targets, they're only going to target the most vulnerable and those that aren't paying attention. So many of these items are easy to do and they make you difficult to get to and they move on to the next mark. And that's what I want to have and make sure that you do. Good morning. Welcome to Money Matters. We got to run to a break. I didn't mean for this to be a depressing show. This is important stuff and it is easy to protect yourself. And that's the great news here on a Sunday morning. Good morning. I am your host, Wes Moss, host of Money Matters. You can find me and the team at wesmoss.com, WESMOSS. .com. You can contact me. There's a contact button right there on the homepage. It's a little envelope. Those emails come straight to me and the Money Matters team. Stay tuned. More Money Matters right here, WSB Radio, straight ahead. Yes. Good morning. Welcome back to Money Matters here, WSB Radio, here, Wes Moss, 9 to 10 today. Bulldog Brunch coming up at 10 o'clock. New programming note starting tomorrow, starting Monday, right here on WSB Radio. Eric Von Hessler, EVH, and Herman Cain switch time slot. So Eric Von Hessler now on at 9 to 11 weekdays. Herman Cain, 11 to noon. I love that Herman Cain fitting all of his compressing all of his power into 1 hour. What a lineup from 9 to noon right here, WSB Radio. With that, because we have Bulldog Brunch coming up at 10, Ryan Ely, what's the WSB or weekend prize pack?
The weekend prize pack is a pair of four-day super tickets to the 20th anniversary Motul Petit Le Mans, October 4th through the 7th at Road Atlanta. Caller number 11, the tickets are yours.
The prize line, 404-741-0750. So again, 404-741-0750. So much to think about in the world. We have a new tax plan that's going to continue to get run through the dishwasher over the next several months here in Congress. Does something happen towards the end of the year? Potentially. There's a good chance it does. If not, first quarter 2018, high likelihood that something gets done. We talked about how to protect yourself from and have good, prudent cyber hygiene. We're going to continue on this topic. It's important, and you've got to stay safe in a very digitally friendly, easy world that's also friendly and easy for hackers. If you want to find the Money Matters team, easy to do so. Go to my website, wesmoss.com, WESMOSS.com. Email or contact us. They come straight to me. We're right here in Atlanta. Happy to talk through your own financial situation and help you. Have a wonderful, blessed rest of your Sunday.